This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
Regional banks are still under pressure because of their exposure to commercial real estate loans. A new study shows that almost 300 banks are at risk of failure if they don't get an infusion of cash or merge with another institution. And the risk grows as time drags on with higher short-term interest rates. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. Consulting firm Claros Group analyzed about 4,000 banks. It found that 282, or more than 7% of the banks in the study, are under stress, and that most of the ones at risk are community banks, with less than $10 billion in assets. But it also found that 16 regional banks holding $10 and $100 billion in assets are also at risk. The study didn't name any banks to prevent the possibility of bank runs, but it said that these banks are dealing with unrealized losses that are about 300% of the resources they have on hand. CNBC reports that these loans were all low-interest real estate loans that were approved before the Federal Reserve began hiking short-term rates. Claros co-founder Brian Graham says that regulators have been quietly encouraging banks to boost their reserves. He also emphasized the size of the potential problem, saying, if there were just 10 banks that were in trouble, they would have all been taken down and dealt with. When you've got hundreds of banks facing these challenges, the regulators have to walk a bit of a tightrope. Graham says that these banks have a few options. To enlist the help of private equity sources for an infusion of cash, which is what New York City Bank did to survive. Or they could merge with a stronger bank. Another option is to just wait for bonds to mature and roll off their balance sheets. But that reduces their earning potential and puts them into the category of zombie banks that don't contribute much to their local economies. We heard a warning recently from Fed Chief Jerome Powell about the risk to banks carrying commercial real estate loans. He warned, quote, "This is a problem we'll be working on for years, I'm sure. There will be bank failures," unquote. Much of the problem is that commercial real estate loans have adjustable rates, so loan payments have gone up as the central bank hiked rates. And when those loans expire and need to be refinanced, the property may not be worth enough to cover the loan, making it an impossible situation for property owners. We saw the first crack in the commercial real estate lending industry with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last March. It was followed by the failure of Signature Bank and First Republic. Graham says, the bad news is the problems faced by the banking system have not magically gone away. The good news is that compared to other banking crises, this isn't a scenario where hundreds of banks are insolvent. Analysts say these banks need to consolidate with stronger banks buying the weaker ones, but there are also merger restrictions to deal with. Last month, Capital One proposed a merger with Discovery, but was met with a backlash because a deal like that would create the biggest credit card issuer in the U.S. One banker who wanted to remain anonymous told CNBC, "Everyone's talking and there's acknowledgement that consolidation has to happen. The industry has structurally changed from a profitability standpoint because of regulation and with deposits now being something that won't ever cost zero again." We could also see new banking strategies as aging CEOs step down and younger CEOs take over. CNBC reports that a third of regional bank CEOs are older than 65 years old and have been dealing with a tough industry. Investment banker Frank Sorrentino says, "You got a lot of folks who are just tired." Bank stocks have also been recovering, making merger activity more attractive. And there's some who feel that we'll see larger deals happen after the presidential election. Bank analyst and former Fed employee Mike Mayo says that the banking system would benefit from a wave of mergers by challenging the mega banks. He says it should be game on for bank mergers, especially the strong buying the weak. Well, you can read more by following links in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our upcoming live event on May 4th. It's selling out quickly and we do have limited spots. Again, you can get those details at newsforinvestors.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.